Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that the broadcast will be an encouragement to you. Today, I have been requested by a lot of people to share some of the miracles that has happened in my life and my husband's life as we, for 36 years, trucked for Jesus across the United States. My husband and I traveled for 36 years taking our mobile chapel, our church on wheels, to truck stops all across the nation. And of all those years that we trucked across the country, God gave us many, many, many miracles. I just want to share some of those with you. And if you'll listen, I know your heart will be encouraged and your hearts will be blessed. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you reach down and touch hearts and save souls. I pray, Father, that they know that they must be born again, and it takes Jesus, that no man can come into the Father except through Jesus. I pray you bless and encourage, make your word real. Let the people know that what you're not a respecter of persons, for what you've done for one, you'll do for another, and that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, we praise you, and we glorify your name in this place. Touch every heart and soul that is listening, may they never be the same because of your precious word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today I want to read out of Psalms 100. And I want to read this chapter here. It's only 5 verses. It says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. And we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." And today that's what I want to do. I want to bless the name of the Lord. 3 years ago, in 2011, my husband went home to be with the Lord. And for 36 of our years together, we trucked across this country and we took the Word of God into truck stops and preached the gospel to truck drivers and anybody else that would come into our little chapel. And of all those years that we trucked, God gave many miracles. But before I begin sharing some of the miracles with you that God gave my husband and myself, I want you to understand this, that the greatest miracle anyone could ever experience is salvation. When a man or woman gives their heart and life to Jesus, and they're born again and given eternal life, that's the greatest gift. That's the greatest miracle. That's the best thing that will ever happen to anyone else. But I want you to also know that when God sends you out and whatever he calls you to do, what he ordains, he will sustain. And I have to truly say, of all these years and even now, that my husband has gone home to be with the Lord and I'm still carrying on the ministry the best I can, that he is still sustaining and he's still taking care and he's still working miracles. Today I want to share just some of the miracles. When my husband and I first started trucking for Jesus in 1975, our first rig that we had ourselves was a Ford gas rig with a 16-foot van body on the back of it, and we made a little chapel in the back of that, and we pulled a camper in the behind that, and that was our living quarters. And I must say, we were quite a pitiful-looking little sight going across the country with our little rig, and we would go into truck stops, and we would first started out, I think, "Lord, ain't nobody going to let us in looking like this." But you know what? Everywhere we went, God opened up the doors. God made a way. You see, when God sends you, God will open up the doors. And I want you to know, people, that if you pull up in a truck stop or any place of business with a church on wheels, and you go to the owner or the head of the truck stop or the head of the business and say, "Sir, we would like to set up on your lot and preach the gospel for 2 or 3 weeks or ever how long we would stay," and they say yes, that's a miracle. And for 36 years, God opened door after door after door. And we became like family to the people in the truck stops, and they were our family and still are. They're still part of my life. and I appreciate it. But that's God. That is nothing but God. God had to open those doors, and God had to do that. And I just come, like the scripture says, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And the way I'm doing that, I'm just telling you, are just some of the good things that God blessed us with. And we truck with that truck that we had for about almost 2 years. And we were parked in a truck stop in Bakersfield, California. And across the street from the truck stop was a Kenworth dealership. And one day my husband looked across the road and he saw a 1962 yellow Kenworth tractor. And he called me out and he said, "Blondie, I love that truck." He said, "Let's go across the street and let's lay hands on that truck and ask God to give us one just like it." Now, I want you to know, when he said that, we didn't have enough money in our pockets to buy a tire off of that truck, much less purchase a truck. But we were just going to ask God to give us something bigger and something better and something safer to carry the gospel in, something that we could relate more to the truck drivers with, a big truck instead of the little gas truck that we had. And as we walked across that road to that truck stop lot, Kenworth dealership lot, we went up to that truck, and my husband got to looking up under the hood of it. And he said, "Now, when you pray, ask God to give us one just like it, only to give us one with a Cummins engine." He didn't like the engine that was in that truck. And as we began to get ready to pray and ask God to give us a truck just like that one, only with a different engine in it, one of the salesmen came out. And he asked, could he help us? And we told him no, that we just would come to pray down a truck just like that. And when we said that, his eyes got as big as saucers. And I can just imagine what he was thinking. And he began to tell us, he said, "Listen, you can pray down a lot of things, but you won't pray down one of these trucks." And then he named the prices of the truck and the price of that truck. And my husband told him, said, "Mister, let me tell you something. The God that I serve is able to give it to us if he so desires, and if he wants us to have it, he's well able to give it to us." We prayed, we asked God what we wanted, told him what we wanted, and asked him if it's his will that he give it to us, and then we went on back across the street to our little gas rig. And we went on, made our route, we went on up through Northern California and came on back down to Southern California. And one day this truck driver came in named Buster Jetty. And when he came in the truck stop, he said, "You know, I've been watching you guys all up through California." And he said, "Me and some of my friends have got together, and we have a question to ask you." And we said, "Sure, what is it?" He said, "If we buy you a truck, would you accept it in the name of Jesus?" And we almost fell out of our seats. We said, "Well, praise God, yes, we would love. We need something better and bigger to carry the gospel." So he said, "You finish your route on up back to Virginia where our people lived." And he said, "You make your route on back to your home. And when we get it ready, we'll send your airplane ticket and fly you out to California and you can pick the truck up." And that was such a blessing to us. And when they got the truck ready for us, they did just like they said. And we flew out to California. And we went up to that trucker's house where our truck was parked. We didn't know what it looked like or anything like that. We just went on his word. And when we came up to, he lived high up on a hill. And when we topped the hill where his house was, sitting on top there was our truck. And you know what? That truck was identical to the one that we had prayed for down in Bakersfield. It was the same kind. It was a Kenworth. It was a 62 Kenworth. It was yellow and white. And the only difference in that truck and the truck that we saw down in Bakersfield, it had the engine in it that we had asked God for. God gave us that truck. God just reached down and blessed us with that truck. We kept that truck on the road for 21 years, carrying our chapel across the United States. And today, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, I still have that 62 Kenworth plus the other truck that we have as we finished up our ministry trucking for Jesus. But I'm here to tell you it makes no difference what you need today. Our God is able to give it to you. Our God is able to bless us. But when God blesses you with something, you've got to always give him the praise and the honor and the glory. And you've always got to ask Him according to His will and to His way. God blessed us with that truck, and it was a testimony for many, many years. And through all the years that we drove that truck and through all the different times that we had breakdowns, we had to replace the engine once, we had to do a lot of work on it. But you know what? Everything that had to be done, God gave us the strength to do the work. God gave us the courage to do the work, and God gave us the knowledge to do the work, and God gave us the finances that we needed to keep on keeping on and keep the truck on the road. But also many, many miracles that God gave us. And, you know, I was thinking when we first started going around the country and our budget was very, you know, we didn't have a lot of funds and we didn't have big money. We just went from day to day and experienced great miracles that God provided for us. A truck driver came in our chapel one day and he was kind of a rough little guy. He was, didn't know anything about the Bible, hadn't been churched and we wouldn't say he was not a religious type of person, far from it. But we began to talk to him about the Lord and this man gave his heart to Jesus. And when we went in to give him a Bible, we didn't have any more left. We had given away all of our Bibles. But God had just blessed me with a brand new Thompson Chain Reference Bible that I'd been wanting for a long time. It had all the good notes and stuff in it, and I was really proud of it. And when this man got saved, the Lord laid it on my heart to give him my Bible. And I thought to myself, Lord, you know, he really don't need one with all this stuff in it because he don't know, really this man don't know Adam from Jesus and Moses and he don't know a whole lot about the Bible. He just needs a plain Bible. But God kept dealing with me and I gave him my Bible. And I watched him walk across the truck stop lot with my new Bible under his arm and he got in his truck and he drove off. Months and months later, we saw this driver again, and he came over to our chapel, and guess what he had under his arm? He had that Bible that I gave him under his arm, and he came back in our chapel, and when he opened up the Bible, he had marked all through it, and he had been reading it and studying it and studying the notes, and he began to tell us all the things that he had learned in God's Word, and actually, he was preaching to us, and it so delighted our hearts to know that this man was so on fire for the Lord and so hungry, and I was so happy that he had that Bible, and after that, people began to give us Bibles. And when this happened, it was in the late 70s when this man got saved and I gave him the Bible. Right now, as I'm talking, it's 2014. And from that day to this, Trucking for Jesus Ministry has never run out of Bibles since. Every time I get low, right now I take Bibles into the prison, into the jails, and we give them out to whoever wants it. And when I start getting low in Bibles, God makes a way and sends them in. Just like the widow woman when she fed Elijah, she had a handful of meal, a little oil and cruse, and two sticks. And you know what? Through the whole time of the famine, God kept that barrel of meal. God kept food in that for that woman. And so has God kept in my life and in my husband's life. He kept the Word of God coming in. I know one day my husband gave two truck drivers a Bible. And we could kind of tell they just took it out of being polite. They weren't all that excited about it. They were not Christians. But he felt led to give them a Bible. And they drove off, and we had a nice time of talking to them. And about 6 weeks later, we saw them again. And when we saw these two drivers, they were on fire for the Lord. I mean, they were gloriously saved. And they told my husband, they said, you know what, you gave us that Bible, and we really didn't want to take it, but we took it just because we didn't want to be disrespectful to you. But so we didn't get hardly any way down the road until our truck broke down and we had to put it in the shop. And we had to stay in a little room that they had and they didn't have no TV or nothing. And all we had to do was read that Bible. And he said through reading that Bible, we read where we needed to be born again. We read where we needed to be saved and both of us give our hearts and lives to Jesus. You know, I can't tell you of the thousands upon thousands of Bibles over the 36 years and now 39 years that we have given away in the ministry. I can't tell you of all the awesome experiences that have been told to me of how that you give somebody the Word of God. You see, God's Word tells us that His Word will not come back void. His Word will accomplish what it sets out to do. So, some sow, some water, but it's God that gives the increase. And if you and I will do our part, God most certainly will do His part. He will watch over His Word, and He will provide. We were asked to go to a place in Oklahoma. This place was called, and is called, Lone Wolf, Oklahoma. This is a place in the middle, if you've never been to Lone Wolf, it's hard to describe. It's in the middle of ranches and farm country. And a friend of ours who was an ex-trucker invited us to bring the mobile chapel in his area. And he had a lot of the farmers that he wanted to have service with. And we pulled our chapel up in his yard. And out in his barn, he made seats and stuff. And we had like a revival there in the area. And had a wonderful time. But when we came there, we were in need of a tire for our trailer. And we didn't tell anybody. We had just been praying about it. And the first night of the revival, one of the farmers came up. And he said, you know, I had the most strangest thing to happen to me. And when I'm talking about a farm, we're talking about they don't count it in acres. They count it in sections. We're talking big sections of farmland. He had planted wheat. And he said, in the middle of the wheat field, he said, I absolutely don't know how this happened. But right in the middle of the wheat field, I found a tire and a wheel. And I just want to know if maybe you might need it. And, of course, it was exactly the size we needed, exactly what we needed for our trailer. And, you know, everyone was absolutely astounded that this farmer found a tire and wheel in the middle of a wheat field. It was not near a freeway where our tractor and trailer would be going. But God had placed it there. God knew we was coming. God had the tire waiting on us, what we needed to keep on trucking. But you know, God's timing is always precise. I'm always amazed at God's timing. I'm always astounded at how precise He is. I heard a preacher say some time ago that God doesn't have everything under control. If it's anything bad happening, that's not God. That's man's way rejecting God. But I want you to know, my God has everything under control. He has everything down to a minute second, a twinkling of an eye. Don't you think for one minute that God doesn't surround us and watch over us and care for us, and God will provide for us if we'll just let Him. We were in a truck stop in Troutville, Virginia, and we were getting ready. We had set up there for a week, and we were getting ready to go to our next truck stop. And we had a set time that we wanted to leave so we would arrive at the other truck stop at the hour we needed to. But it seemed like every time we would try to get on the freeway or get ready, packed up, and go, someone would come up and talk to us, or we would get delayed. And finally, after much time of delay, we got a break and we left the truck stop. And as we was coming off the off-ramp, coming onto the main fairway, getting on the highway, we simultaneously blended in with another tractor and trailer. As we came off the off-ramp and he was in the passing lane, we just come up side by side as we went down that highway and he beside us. And he called us on the CB, and he said, is there a chaplain on that truck? And my husband said, yes, sir, there he is. I'm the chaplain. He said, well, would you please pull over right now? I have got to talk to you. And so the first wide place we found in the road, we both, him and ourselves, we pulled off on the side of the road. And as we pulled off on the side of the road, he got down out of his truck, and my husband got down out of ours, and they met. And that driver told my husband, he said, I had just laid the pistol on the doghouse of my tractor and I was planning to commit suicide today. And he said, I had just prayed Lord, if there's any help for me at all, help me now. And he said, when I prayed that prayer, I glanced up and I saw the name of Jesus on the side of your mobile chapel. And he said, I know that's God dealing with me. And down by the fuel tanks of our chapel, that man made an altar and he gave his heart to the Lord. Let me explain something to you. God held us back so that at the precise second we would come simultaneously in beside that driver. At the precise moment when that man prayed that prayer, God knew when he would pray that prayer, and God had the answer to come right up beside of him. And I want to encourage you today, don't give up and don't lose hope. God has your answer on the way. Life is not too hard, life is not too bad, that God can help you out, and God has the answer, and that answer is Jesus. Every time I think about that, every time I think about that incident, I am amazed to think how precise our God is, how much He loves us. And even in our darkest hour, He is working for us and working on our behalf. I'll never forget that day when that man gave his heart to Jesus. I'll never forget the day when God held us back for that precise moment, second that that driver needed help. He had the name of Jesus come up beside of him. Today, I beg of you, don't turn away Jesus. It's no accident that you hear in the broadcast today. God wants to help you. God wants to encourage you, but you must receive His help, and you do that by accepting Jesus Christ and receiving Him as your Lord and Savior, knowing with Him all things are possible, knowing that God will meet and supply your every need. And as I said, as we trucked across the highway, and a lot of times our finances wouldn't be a whole lot, and we didn't have a whole lot to spend on extra personal things. Everything that come in, we put back in the chapel to keep it on the road and to keep the ministry going. And I remember a time in our early years, my husband, he was in desperate need of a new pair of blue jeans. And we didn't have the money for it. We didn't have any extra money. And we just prayed that night that God would bless him and make a way for him to get a new pair of pants. And we just left it in the hands of the Lord. And the next morning when my husband got up to go over to the truck stop to get his shower that morning, when he stepped down the chapel steps, laying on the ground on a hanger was a brand new pair of blue jeans. And let me tell you something else. They were exactly his size. And my husband was an odd size, and guess what? They were exactly his size. You say, how did they get there? Children, I don't know. I don't know how they got there, but I do know how they got there. I know we have a need, and I know God placed them there. He surely brought a little angel down and laid them there on the ground. He surely sent them, and we're grateful, and we always thanked him for how he blessed us with that. Another time we were in a truck stop, and our groceries were getting kind of low. We were living off of biscuits and gravy. I had some flour, and I would make biscuits, and then I'd make gravy with that, and then we'd have gravy for supper. And that's good eating, let me tell you, but after you have it 2 or 3 days straight, you get to desiring a little something extra. And as we were in that truck stop one morning real early, one of the young men knocked on our chapel door, and he got my husband up and he said, Chaplain, I don't know if you know it or not, but the truck drivers that are overloaded are too heavy. They're scaling off at the back of the truck stop lot. What they're doing, they have oranges and tangelos and grapefruits, and they're throwing them out on the lot back here because they don't want to go over the scales overloaded because they'll get heavily fined. And he said, all you got to do is go back there and just pick up what you want because they're throwing it on the ground. Well, we got up and we got bags of fruit. We got pillowcases. We got our pots and pans. Everything we had, we filled up with fresh California fruit. And everybody that come to our chapel, we were able to share with them some tangelos and oranges and grapefruits. You see, when God blesses you, He just don't give it to you. He gives it to you so you can go out and be a blessing to someone else. There's an old hymn I love. It says, make me a blessing. Make me a blessing to someone today. Out in the highways and byways, make me a blessing to someone today. And that should be our prayer each and every day, that some way we could be a blessing and an encouragement. If it's nothing but a kind word, if it's nothing but giving someone a friendly smile, if it's nothing but just calling someone on the telephone and encouraging them in the Lord, we all can be a blessing some way, somehow. You say, well, Blondie, you've told us of how that God has supplied and how God has saved souls. And it's a never-ending story. We had a truck driver come up one night. We were having chapel services, and our little chapel was filled with people. We were just having a good time in the Lord. And this truck driver beat on the side of our trailer with a tire iron, and he began to curse. And he said, shut up in there. I don't want to hear that. And my husband went down and had a little talk with him. Needless to say, we didn't get started off with that drive on a good foot. It was a consultation. And weeks and weeks later, this driver came into our chapel again. And I tell you what, I've heard some foul talking, and I've heard and met some mean people and rough guys. But this guy was the icing on the cake. He was one of the roughest talking guys I ever met. And I just got to be real honest with you, really didn't like the guy. He was very rude. And my husband was talking to him one day, and I walked down by him, and I put my hand on him. And he said, don't ever touch me again. He was just very arrogant. And that night, we were going to preach in a church down in the area where we were. And my husband said, guess what? I invited him to church. I said, oh, my gracious, have you lost your mind? He'll go in there and get to cussing, and they'll run us out of church. That's the foulest man I ever seen. And you know, as church started, he come in with his big black cowboy hat on, never took it off during service, sat on the front row with his arms crossed and looked like old blowed up toad frog the whole time, real hateful looking. But you know, when my husband gave the altar call, he was the first one that got up and gave his heart to Jesus. And from that day forward, he was one of our best and sweetest friends. God took him and sweetened him up. God took him and changed his heart, changed his soul. And I'm here to tell you people, no matter what you need, God can send you a truck. God can send salvation. God can send the food, the clothes. It is no limitation on the power of God. Please don't limit your God. He's a miracle-working God. I'm telling you things that I live, that I saw, that I experienced. And I'm telling you that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't lose hope and don't give up, because our God is faithful. And he wants to bless you. Let him. Call on Jesus today. Make him the Lord of your life. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. I appreciate you. Write me and let me know if the broadcast has been a blessing to you. Write me if you have a prayer request. I'll be glad to pray for you. Please pray for me as I keep on keeping on. God bless you, and have a marvelous day in Jesus.